Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. We're back and better than ever this week after taking last week off. Today, we're going to kick things off with a preview of what the County Council's schedule looks like for the rest of the year. There are some important budget and tax-related discussions coming up that we think our listeners will want to tune into. Then, we'll cover some big agenda items from last week's County Council meeting that we missed, including the Republic Services Winter Operations Plan and the decisions made related to short-term nightly rentals. Finally, we'll wrap things up with a recap of the Summit County Park City Joint Council meeting that happened earlier this week. All right, Bailey, let's get into the news.
As we near the end of 2023, the County Council schedule is chock full and looks a little different than just the regularly scheduled weekly Wednesday meetings. We want to make sure that our listeners are aware of what's to come now through December, because some really important discussions will be taking place related to the 2024 tentative county budget, the proposed truth in taxation process, and more. All of these dates and meeting topics will be linked in our show notes and on the county website's homepage, so no need to pull over if you're listening to this episode while driving. We have got you covered.
So there are no council meetings next week, which is the week of Thanksgiving. We hope our listeners have a wonderful holiday. A quick reminder that county offices are closed Thursday, November 23rd, and Friday, November 24th, in observance of the holiday. Once we get back from Thanksgiving break on Monday, November 27th, the council will meet to continue general budget discussions on the proposed 2024 county budget. The council has been reviewing the proposed county budget in depth for several weeks now, diving into things like employee merit and a possible cost of living adjustment for county employees, the 2024 work plan and what council would like to see prioritized, county service district budgets, unfunded projects, capital projects, and any unresolved concerns, to name a few. Then, on Wednesday, November 29th, the council will meet to continue general discussions on the proposed 2024 county budget, among other topics. At this meeting, there will also be two public hearings scheduled. The first hearing is related to project funding under the Community Development Block Grant Small Cities Program, and the second is a hearing on the impact fee facilities plan for Park City Fire District.
On Monday, December 4th, the council will meet again solely to continue discussions on the proposed 2024 county budget. It's important that our county taxpayers tune into these conversations because they really provide awesome insight into how the council is stewarding their tax dollars for 2024. On Wednesday, December 6th, the council has a jam-packed meeting on the books. On the 6th, they're going to kick things off with a discussion regarding the 910 Cattle Ranch, a large property north of Jeremy Ranch that Summit County acquired earlier this year. They'll also discuss and possibly adopt a resolution that increases the limit for tax relief income, and they'll listen to a presentation of the R Summit Visioning Project and the next steps from the R Summit Project team.
Finally, there are 10, and yes, you heard that right, 10 public hearings scheduled for the December 6th meeting. To preview those public hearings as quick as we can, first, there will be public hearings and possible adoption of the 2023 budget amendments and 2024 budgets for Park City Fire Service District, Snyderville Basin Special Recreation District, and Mountain Regional Water Special Service District. There will also be a truth in taxation public hearing and possible adoption of North Summit Special Recreation District's proposed property tax increase, and a public hearing and possible adoption of North Summit Rec's 2023 budget amendments and 2024 budget. Whew, that's a mouthful.
Finally, the county's going to move into several county truth in taxation public hearings. Truth in taxation is a public hearing process that allows residents to learn about and comment on the county's proposal to increase property tax revenues. With the exception of new growth, a taxing authority may not receive more property tax revenues than what was received the prior year. The property tax calculation does not consider inflation or other increases in providing services. The Utah Taxpayers Association recommends that taxing entities address inflation by going through this process every 5 to 8 years. Summit County last went through the truth in taxation process in 2017. Other special service districts in the county, such as Service Area Number 6, they haven't gone through the process since 2013.
There will be separate public hearings for the county's general fund, municipal services fund, assessing and collecting fund, and one for Service Area Number 6. The proposed tax rate increase affects each of these funds differently. For example, if the proposed increase is approved, the county's general fund would increase its property tax budgeted revenue by 15.64%. This could equate to approximately $45.36 more on this line item of your property tax bill for a primary residence valued at $1.3 million. The county's municipal services fund, if the proposed increase is approved, would increase its property tax budgeted revenue by 5.94%. This could equate to approximately $11.86 more on this line item of your property tax bill for a primary residence valued at $1.2 million.
The county's assessing and collecting fund would increase its property tax budgeted revenue by 37.52% if the proposed increase is approved. This could equate to about $23.05 more on this line item if your property tax bill for a primary residence valued at roughly $1.3 million. And finally, Service Area Number 6 would increase its property tax budgeted revenue by around 69% if the proposed increase is approved. This could equate to about $91 more on this line item of your property tax bill for a primary residence that's valued at $1.2 million. Taxpayers can learn more about the proposed increase at summitcounty.info/truthintaxation. Additionally, you should have received a truth in taxation document in the mail from the county treasurer. This document will have your individual potential impact should the county proceed with the proposed tax increase. This is important because everyone will be impacted differently.
Also, and yes, we're still on the December 6th meeting, there will be a public hearing on the Summit County Council's 2023 budget amendments, and finally, a public hearing on the Summit County Council 2024 budget. Finally, moving on from that December 6th meeting, on December 11th, and that's on a Monday, the Council will meet again solely to continue general discussions on the proposed 2024 county budget. Like we mentioned earlier, county taxpayers will want to tune into these conversations because they show you how decisions are made about how the county uses your tax dollars.
On Monday, December 13th, there will be several more public hearings held. First, the council will convene as the governing board of North Summit Fire Service District and hold a public hearing and possibly adopt North Summit Fire's 2023 budget amendments and their 2024 budget. Then, the council will hold a public hearing and possibly adopt the countywide fee schedule. The countywide fee schedule basically establishes the cost for services provided by the county. For example, it establishes how much it would cost if you used our notary services, or what the fine would be if you park on a county road during the winter season, which, by the way, is not allowed unless it's otherwise marked, and you're not allowed to park on the streets from November 15th through April 15th every year.
Finally, the council will continue the county truth in taxation public hearings from December 6th on December 13th. So, if you didn't get the chance to participate the week prior, the December 13th meeting is your chance to comment on the county's proposed tax increase. If you want more information on any of these meetings, please visit summitcounty.org/agendacenter. There, you can find the meeting date you're interested in learning more about, click on the agenda, and read through the staff reports related to each item. Then, you can either attend each meeting in person or participate online. Each agenda in the county's agenda center has a meeting location and Zoom link linked at the very top.
At last week's county council meeting, which occurred on November 8th, Republic Services presented to the council about their winter 2023 to 2024 operations plan. The Republic Services team shared that this winter they have an updated fleet with 3 new residential and 2 front-load trucks, with an additional container delivery truck coming online in December. They also shared that they are currently fully staffed with additional winter assistance coming locally from Republic Services' Salt Lake, Pleasant Grove, and Ogden divisions.
In terms of communication with the public, Republic Services encourages all county residents to sign up for notifications to receive targeted phone messages and/or text messages from Republic Services when service is delayed due to weather. Residents can learn how to sign up for those notifications at summitcounty.info/trash-. On the trash dash, Republic Services' winter weather delay policy is also listed. It basically states that if your service is missed due to weather this winter, bring your cans in overnight and have them back out by 7 a.m. the next day for pickup. If containers are still unable to be serviced, Republic Services will not return until your next regularly scheduled service day. So that's the following week for trash or 2 weeks for recycling service. I think if we leave our listeners with anything from this segment, it's that you should sign up to receive phone notifications from Republic Services about your waste collection service, and that you can do that at summitcounty.info/trash-.
During the council meeting on November 8th, Summit County voted 4-1 to make amendments to Eastern Summit County and Snyderville Basin's development codes that requires a minimum rental period of 30 days for accessory dwelling units, aka ADUs. This action brings Summit County into compliance with pre-existing state code that passed in May 2023 and helps decrease the number of nightly rentals in our area that have been contributing to the shortage of long-term housing. The state's code has an overarching goal to be part of a solution to its housing crisis, opening up more spaces for people to live in for the long term.
At the joint Summit County Park City Council meeting on November 14th, the Regional Housing Authority Exploratory Committee delivered an update and provided policy directions on any potential next steps towards the creation of a regional housing authority. First off, let's go over what a housing authority even is. It is a governmental body that governs aspects of housing and provides low-rent housing options to qualified residents.
As some background, Summit County and Park City have been in serious discussion since April 2023 about the creation of a regional housing authority. Since April, the two councils have worked to create a working committee with one council member from Summit County and one from Park City. And that committee has since provided information about a potential implementation timeline for and the benefits of creating a regional housing authority.
The committee determined that the benefits of creating a regional housing authority include increasing efficiency in the development of affordable housing, creating a centralized clearinghouse for all housing-related issues, providing separation from political pressure and competing interests that can be found in local government, allowing access to funding sources that might not be available to other governmental agencies and nonprofit organizations, and the state of Utah has mandated increasing regional collaboration among government agencies.
All in all, council members from Park City and Summit County agreed during their meeting that they will move forward with working together on this regional housing authority, but no final vote was made, and the next joint meeting is in January.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.